should have killed that bastard when I had the chance. It's over and done with, Pauline said. Let Big George and his people take care of Volker. It took Victor several moments before he could reply. Over and done with. It's time to start our life together again. Time to start new, he muttered, wondering if he could. Fresh. She leaned into him and they kissed, neither of them knowing what the future would bring, each of them hoping for the best. Epilogue. There was a door to which I found no key. There was a veil past which I could not see. The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, Edward Fitzgerald.
Asteroid 67-046, The Artifact. Tamara Vyshynski absolutely refused to see the artifact again. All the way out to the asteroid, Tamara had been Alex Humphreys' willing bed partner. She knew that what the artifact had showed her the first time she'd seen it was the absolute truth. Her way to wealth and power lay in her ability to manipulate wealthy and powerful men. It was her path to comfort, to safety. Her way to escape poverty and danger. During the days of their full G flight to the belt, she had noticed Yuan regarding her with amused tolerance. Fool, she thought. All he wants from Humphreys is to open his stupid restaurant in Shanghai. I want more. Much more. And I'll get it. But once their ship established orbit around the asteroid, Tamara knew she could not face the artifact again. She remembered the pain of its revelation, the aching remorse of reliving her miserable childhood. Not again, she told herself. Never again. Alex Humphreys seemed keenly eager as they rode the shuttlecraft down to the asteroid's surface, his cold gray eyes glittering with anticipation. This could be the most powerful force the human race has ever encountered, he said, as much to himself as to her. I'm going to link to capabilities no one's ever even dreamed of. Sitting beside him in the padded shuttlecraft seat, Tamara suddenly realized that if he was right, if the artifact empowered Humphreys the way he anticipated, she would lose him forever. Her safety, her future, would vanish. Do you think it's really a good idea to expose yourself to the artifact? She asked in a whisper. I mean, look what it did to your father. Alex Humphreys was silent for a moment. Then,
all right, you go look at it first.
Not me, she blurted. It was too painful the first time.
And you're afraid it will be painful for me?
Disabling. It crippled your father, didn't it?
Temporarily.
Don't risk it. Let Yuan go in. He wants to see it again. Humphreys fell silent again for several long moments. At last he asked,
That first time you came here, why did you kill Commander Ballestos?
She blinked with surprise. I didn't think...
He was in your way. Humphreys said softly. Is that it?
Scrambling in her mind to find an excuse, she finally admitted, Yes, that was the reason. I had to get past him to see the artifact.
And once you saw it, the experience didn't change you at all, did it?
Not really. But it might hurt you, Alex. He smiled at her and patted her knee.
We'll see. We'll see.
A full security team was waiting for them at the glass-steel dome that protected the opening of the tunnel that led deep into the asteroid's interior. Humphreys ordered them to stay at the dome. Captain Yuan knows the way down, he told the chief security officer. The man stepped aside as Humphreys strode to the tunnel entrance. Turning, Humphreys said to Tamara, You can stay up here. You don't want to see the artifact again, do you? Looking uncertain, Tamara stammered, No, I... But... Don't you want me to go with you? No, Humphrey said, cold as honed steel. You stay here. He pointed to the chief of the security detail. Captain Bolestos will take care of you.
Bolestos?
The young security officer pulled his laser pistol from its holster. The son of the former commander here, Humphrey said. Wide-eyed, Yuan looked from Humphreys to Tamara to the grim-faced security captain with his drawn pistol.
Alex, Tamara called to Humphreys, don't leave me, please.
Come on, Humphreys said to Yuan, turning his back on her. You come with me. Slowly, fearfully, Yuan followed Humphreys into the downsloping tunnel. For several minutes, neither man said a word. Then a scream echoed off the tunnel's rock walls.
What was that?
Yuan shouted, knowing the answer, dreading it. Humphreys didn't even turn his head. Justice, he said. And he continued down the tunnel. They ducked their heads where the tunnel was low, then found themselves in the grotto just outside the artifact's chamber. The rocks glowed with cool light. The ceiling vaulted above them. The partition that closed off the artifact's chamber was wide open. Humphreys licked his lips. Me first. Fine, Yuan said. Humphreys looked surprised for an instant. Then his eyes went hard. You're afraid of it?
No. I want to see it again.
Then
I can wait, Yuan replied.
Humphreys nodded. All right. Wait here. He stepped across the faint groove in the dusty floor that marked where the partition rested when it was closed. The walls of the tunnel glowed coolly, bathing him in a golden glow. He felt his pulse thumping in his ears. A whiff of an odd scent tickled his nostrils, something that he vaguely remembered. Hesitating, Humphreys turned and saw Yuan standing back there, watching him. Tamara was afraid of the artifact, he said to himself. What did it do to her to make her so fearful? Could it harm me? The thought sent a shudder of alarm through him. It drove my father insane. Temporarily. What will it do to me? His pulse thundering now, Humphrey stepped farther into the chamber. The light was bright but warm, like sunlight on a tropical beach. He did not notice the partition sliding smoothly, silently down the chamber's entrance, closing him inside. Turning the corner in the stone tunnel, he stood face to face with the artifact. Nothing. The chamber seemed empty. Humphreys felt his brows knit with puzzlement, then anger. To come all this way? Were they lying to me? Is this all some elaborate fraud? The odor he had noticed seemed slightly stronger here. It brought back a memory from his childhood. Christmas morning with the huge tree and all the decorations and the brightly colored packages beneath it. Then he noticed a tiny glow on the far wall of the rocky grotto. Nothing more than a candle's flickering. But as he watched, the glow brightened, grew until it was like a lamp shining in his eyes, a spotlight, a miniature sun blazing its intensity. Humphreys threw an arm over his eyes. The light was painful, searing, yet he could not take his eyes from it. And within the light, shadows. Something formless, shifting, moving, slowly taking shape. It was his father. 3-year-old Alex saw his father looming above him, reaching for him, cradling him in his arms. Young Alex felt the warmth and happiness of his father's love for a moment. Other people crowded around Martin Humphreys, separating Alex from his father. Alex was a teenager now, and his father was distant, aloof. He watched as his father drifted farther and farther away from him and changed. Martin Humphreys grew larger. The figures around him shrank until they were dwarves, midgets, vermin scurrying beneath his father's feet. Martin Humphreys pointed at one, and the figure exploded in a flash of flame. Alex felt pain like a red-hot iron pushing through his guts. His father was becoming grotesque, hideous, larger and larger as he